Okay, I'd like to call the Senate State Affairs Committee meeting to order. Let the record reflect that it is Saturday, May 17th, 2025. We are here in the sunny capital of Juneau at 10:02 a.m. Present today, Vice Chair Senator Bjorkman, Senator Wilikowski, Senator Gray Jackson, myself, Senator Kawasaki. We do have a quorum to conduct business. The purpose of today's meeting is to hear a handful of bills, Senate Bill 107 relating to the Sunset Commission, Senate Resolution 1 dealing with Samoan nationals, House Bill 17 related to retirement benefits and military service, House Joint Resolution 13 related to the Afghan special immigrant visas, and House Concurrent Resolution Number 6 commemorating the 250th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. I'd like to thank Carrie Tapoa and Naomi Boyles from the Legislative Affairs Agency. Thanks for being here on a Saturday. First up, we'll have the fourth hearing. We have a fourth and final hearing of Senate Bill 107. Senate Bill 107 is sponsored by Senator Hughes. Relating to the Alaska Sunset Commission, if you'd like to come forward and you have a couple comments to make about the T version of the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Happy Saturday. And I thought maybe I was going to be Senator What's-Her-Name there. You pause and couldn't think of my name, but which would work. KU works. So thank you for being diligent and following through with the Sunset Commission bill. It is something that could be considered as part of a component for a fiscal plan. So I think it's wise for this bill to move along. Thank you for your consideration. And just want to point out that there are about 10 other states that have this mechanism in place, both blue and red states, from Texas to Washington, Colorado, Minnesota, Idaho. So it's a good mix, and it's all about ensuring the people of Alaska get the best bang for their public buck, allowing a deep dive in a way that is into the weeds a little more than our finance committees in either body could actually do. And as an objective look, it would be a great tool for governors to use to craft a proposed budget, as well as for the legislature to build and finalize the budget for the state of Alaska. So I appreciate your time and consideration.
Great. Thank you very much, Senator Hughes. Are there any questions for the sponsor of Senate Bill 107? Hearing and seeing none, what's the will of the committee? Senator Bjorkman?
Mr. Chairman, I move CS for Senate Bill 107, Work Draft 34, Lima Sierra 0111/T, as in Tuntutuliak, be reported out of committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Are there objections? Hearing and seeing none, Senate Bill 107, that is 34LS0111/T, is reported from committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal notes. Thanks.
Thank you.
We are going to go without pause next to Senate Resolution Number 3. Senate Resolution 3, as folks have heard, is to grant American Samoans the ability to serve as commissioned officers in the uniformed services and the right to vote in federal elections. Senator Wilikowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This resolution was brought to me by a number of my constituents. Alaska has a very large Samoan population. American Samoa is the only inhabited territory of the United States whose residents are considered nationals of the United States but not citizens. As such, they are eligible to serve in the military, which they serve at very high rates. They are eligible to get a U.S. passport, travel within the United States, live in the United States without hindrance, pay taxation. However, they cannot vote in federal elections, and they cannot serve as commissioned officers. And this would urge Congress to grant them the right to vote and allow them to serve as commissioned officers in the uniformed services. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Senator Wilikowski. Are there any questions about the bill or any comments? I'll just like to say that our command sergeant major at the base up in Fort Greeley I got to meet this recently, and he's from American Samoa, and he and his family are just about set to retire. But he's the garrison commander and talks about these great beaches and can't wait to go home. But we do thank folks for their service. Senator Wilikowski, would you like to make the motion?
Mr. Chair, I just have one question.
Senator Bjorkman.
Interrupt. I'm wondering, and if you guys discussed this in the last hearing on this bill, you can just say watch the video. But has there been any discussion about why Samoans are nationals instead of citizens in committee? And has there been any conversation with the government of American Samoa about their feeling on this issue?
I think, Senator, if you'd like an answer to that question, we'll bring up Ms. LaBerge.
Thank you. Through the chair, I'm Maxine LaBerge, staff to Senator Wilikowski. Senator Bjorkman, the American Samoa does have representation in Congress. They would like to have voting rights, and that's kind of the extent of the discussion that I've been part of. We had three testifiers earlier in the week, and I think that we see this as the start of a conversation and would be happy to include you and your staff on future conversations.
Okay. Senator Wilikowski?
Just add, I think there is a lot of support, maybe universal support, for within American Samoa for them to be able to vote and be able to serve as commissioned officers. There is somewhat of a dispute in American Samoa as to whether or not they would actually like to be considered U.S. citizens as opposed to U.S. nationals. I think that is the subject of some debate within that territory.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bjorkman. Senator Gray Jackson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, there's support right here, and I want to thank Senator Wilikowski for bringing this forward, and I'm honored to be a co-sponsor. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Gray Jackson. Senator Wilikowski, would you like to make the motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee report out Senate Resolution Number 3, Version 34-LS0963/N, as in Nikiski, out of committee with individual recommendations and zero fiscal note.
Thank you. Are there any objections? Great. Hearing and seeing none, Senate Resolution Number 3, that is 34-LS0963/N, is reported from committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal notes. We will roll right into the next piece of legislation, which is House Bill 17. House Bill 17 is sponsored by Representative Rauscher. Representative Rauscher is here. If you'd like to come forward and you and your staff might just brief us on the piece of legislation, we will open it up for public testimony since there was nobody last time for test. Oh, actually, there was somebody for testimony last time, but we will reopen it in any case. So, Representative Rauscher and Mr. Valdez, welcome to the committee.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. For the record, Representative Rauscher, District 29, that's the Valdez to the northern part of Wasilla and all parts in between. So you've heard this bill before. This bill, just as a reminder, that this is about, and I really appreciate the committee for hearing this, military who are veterans and they're 100% disabled, their bodies are probably not going to last as long as the average healthy person at a desk job or even at a job that is a little bit more physical. But in retirement years, when you're looking at a 40-year, 30-year, 20-year retirement, this bill allows them to retire early, 5 years early, if they'd like. It's good for the state in some respects because we're not going to pay for those extra 5 years worth of match if they decide to take this up. So this does not hurt our budget, but it does help them out. It gives them a chance that if they want to retire instead of 30 years at 25 or 15 instead of 20, because of their 100% disability is starting to catch up with them, this bill allows them to take advantage of that idea. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Rauscher. Are there any questions for Representative? Okay. Hearing and seeing none, we're going to go and open up public testimony one more time. Is there anybody who'd like to testify on House Bill 17 who are in the room or online? Okay. Hearing and seeing none, we're going to go ahead and close public testimony. We appreciate you bringing this bill forward, even in this late juncture, and we appreciate for the presentation on Thursday. May I have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move House Bill 17, Work Draft 34-Lima Sierra 0233-A, as in ANIAC, be reported out of committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Is there any objection? Great. Hearing and seeing none, House Bill 17, that is 34-LS-0233-A, is reported from committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal notes. We will thank you, thank the sponsor of the bill for being here, and move along.
Thank you, Chair Kawasaki, and thank you committee to the committee.
Next, we will hear House Joint Resolution 13. I was going to give Representative Stapp a whipping for not being here, but House Joint Resolution 13 is related to Afghan special immigrant visas. Representative Stapp, my representative, is not here, but his staff, Henry Thompson, is here to present House Bill 13 to us today, or House Joint Resolution 13 today.
Thank you, Chair. For the record, Henry Thompson. I know the rep wishes he could be here, but he is in a meeting right now, a committee meeting, so he can't be here. I'm wondering, would you like me to go over the bill again?
Mr. Thompson, you could just give us a very brief overview.
Okay, so HJR 13, it's really responding to the failure of a program, the special immigrant visa program that's been in place since the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. This program is intended to help bring Iraq and Afghans who served on the behalf of the U.S. military as translators or in other ways to give them citizenship and bring them back to the United States. This program has been really always had issues with processing and removing them, and particularly when the U.S. left Afghanistan, these became larger. So the point of the resolution is really to draw attention to this and urge the executive branch to make some affirmative actions to resolve the challenges.
Great. Thank you very much, Mr. Thompson. Are there any questions for the sponsor of the bill? Okay. Hearing and seeing none, we're going to go ahead and open up public testimony once again. Public testimony is open on House Joint Resolution 13. Is there anybody who'd like to testify here or in the room? Or in the room or online? Okay, hearing and seeing none, we're going to go ahead and close public testimony and look to the will of the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I'm
Senator Bjorkman.
I move HJR 13 Work Draft 34-Lima Sierra 0710-G, as in Gravina, be reported out of committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Is there any objection? Thank you. Hearing and seeing none, House Joint Resolution 13, that is 34-LS-0710-G, is reported from committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note. One more up. Thank you very much, Mr. Thompson. House Concurrent Resolution is sponsored by Representative Underwood. Representative Underwood and her staff, Mr. Buddy Witt, are here today to maybe brief us about what the 250th anniversary birthday of the Marine Corps will mean. Welcome, Representative Underwood.
Thank you, Chairman and members of the committee. Just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to hear this resolution, and appreciate you meeting on a Saturday to get it moving.
For the record, Buddy Witt, staff to Representative Underwood. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for bringing the bill back up with such short time left in this session. We hope to get this passed to celebrate the semi-sequicentennial celebration of the United States Marine Corps this coming November 10th. And this would just be a way for the legislature to thank Marines here in Alaska, both active duty, reserve, and retired, and Marines around the world who have been doing the job for so long.
Great. Thank you, and thank you for your service, Mr. Witt. Are there questions for the sponsor of the legislation? What is the will of the committee? Senator Bjorkman?
Mr. Chair, I move HCR 6, Work Draft 34-Lima Sierra 0935/N, as in Napaski Act, be reported out of committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
And are there objections? Great. Hearing and seeing none, House Concurrent Resolution Number 6, that is 34-LS0935/N, is reported from committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
This concludes the meeting of the Senate State Affairs Committee. We do have a meeting scheduled for next Tuesday, the 20th, at 3:30 p.m. We will likely cancel that meeting by Monday evening or Monday afternoon. Look to your BlackBerries and schedules for any changes. Is there any other business to come before the State Affairs Committee? Great. Hearing and seeing none, thanks for being here on a Saturday. The Senate State Affairs Committee is adjourned. Let the record reflect, it's 10:19 a.m.